It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Voices of Courage this morning. Hey, have you ever wondered what the life principles and business strategies are that actually build success? Have you contemplated why do so many people succeed in life and so many people struggle? You know, what creates success? Why does one person have the courage to forge into the unknown and another stay stuck in fear? Today, the show is titled The Courage to Stand Out. Hi, I'm Ken D. Foster, and I'm your host for Voices of Courage. This is the program that empowers you to live courageously, to see the unseeable, to know the unknowable, and to do the impossible. I want to let you know, this show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom. Women connecting women in business and friendship for over 25 years. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. And we're sponsored today by Living to Be. Wouldn't it be great if you wake up every day inspired, knowing that you could finally look into the mirror and like what you see, knowing that you could fit into those jeans that have been a little too tight for a long time? If you've been carrying around excess weight and fat, it's time to do something about it. That's what Living to Be is all about, and you can find them at livingtobeinspired.com. And the good news is, I have the two founding partners today in our second segment, so stay tuned to that. Listen, everything starts in the mind. The mind is the cause of your bondage. The mind is the cause of your success. And if you really want to have greater wealth, friendships, love, happiness, freedom in your life, you can't do it with the way you're thinking right now. Wouldn't you agree? Your greatest thinking's already got you where you are. So how are you going to get out of your greatest thinking if you want to really take it to the next level? Honestly, that's what this show is all about today. So I hope you really pay attention and tune in. And right now, we're live on Facebook. So if you like, you know, go to Facebook and give us some likes about this show. This show is a show that is there to really help you to take your business and your life to your greatest level that you can imagine, right? Actually, let's go past what you can imagine. You know, as Debbie Ford says in her book called Your Holiness, our intellectual knowledge alone limits the possibility of something greater. When we are in a state of knowing inside our intellect, it limits what we can see, what we can do, what we can feel, and what we can experience. So how do you get outside of your intellect? Well, you do it by accessing higher states of consciousness. We do it by conscious choice. To rise above our fears, our frustrations, our challenges, our problems, and we connect to our higher selves. I do it through prayer, through meditation, contemplation, asking very powerful questions like, what has to happen today to take my life to a completely new level? And there's a place that I go, which is called surrender, because I know there's something greater than myself that's working in my life at every moment of the day. You know, at one point in my career, I interviewed 100 millionaires. Now, these millionaires weren't just money-grabbing, greedy people. They were conscious, amazing people that were really looking to make a difference in the world. And when I studied them, I didn't study their strategies or their tools that they had to create success. I wasn't interested in that. I was interested in their mind. I wanted to know what made them tick. What made them really get up in the morning and feel empowered? What made them think the way they thought? Because these people were not thinking the way that most people think. They had raised their consciousness to a level that they not only generated millions of dollars in wealth for themselves, they also had a joyful home life. They had connections with their children. They exercised. They ate properly. They traveled around the world. They really were making a difference in people's lives. So as I was studying them, I thought, what are the qualities that these people have that the rest of us don't seem to? We may have them. We have potential. All of us have potential for those qualities, but we're not necessarily putting those qualities in the world, right? So the first quality that I notice, all of them seem to have this consciousness of getting outside the group think. They weren't doing what the rest of the people in the world were doing. They were living life on their terms. They were living life from a deep place within themselves. You know, they seemed to stand for a lot of things. They weren't flip-flopping around which direction they were going. They were really clear at their direction, where they're going. They're clear with their intentions. They were clear with their goals. But something stood out more than that for me. They all had this servant consciousness. So it's this consciousness. This is how I apply it on a daily basis. I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, how can I make my wife's life better? You know, I also ask, how can I serve God today? David Metzler said, he's a multi-gajillionaire, right? David said, I pray each morning for God to put 10 people in front of me who I can help. I thought, man, that's cool. Imagine if we all did that, how cool that would be, right? You know, in the book, The Go-Giver, Bob Berg and John David Mann talk about the first law of success, and they call it the law of value. They say this, your true wealth is determined by how much you give in value than what you take in payment. Think about that. How much you give in value than take in payment. I came across an amazing site this weekend. I guess it's been out there. I'm the last to know a lot of times. It's called Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y. And I signed up for a life coaching course. They had it on sale over the weekend. A life coaching course, 100 video modules, plus a workbook, plus a certification at the end of this life coaching course. And some of you are asking, well, why would Ken take a life coaching course? He's been coaching for 21 years. Well, I took it because I wanted to see if it had value and if they were applying the principle that I just said. Your true value is worth is determined by, not by how much you give in value, but how much but it's determined by how much you give in value, not how much you take. Let me get that reversed, right? But here's the deal. You know how much I paid for that course? $10. $10. 100 modules in a life coaching certificate. I thought, this can't be anything. I went on the web. I started listening to it. I was amazed. The people that are putting this together have done such a great job, and they're giving 10 times, maybe 100 times more value than what they're taking in fees. You know, I have been in business and even in relationship over my life with people that were takers. Can you relate? Have any of those in your life, right? They come in, a lot of times they pretend like they're givers. They might give you something, but then they're always asking for maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times more than what you've given them. You know about those people, right, Calvin and Daniel? My new guests are going to be up here soon. They're sitting here on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook right now, live, that's Calvin Starr and Daniel Ribley. And they're going to be in our second show here, in a second segment here. But anyway, we've all had takers in our life, right? And sometimes takers come there to model their taking so that we can get in clear with if we're being a taker. But sometimes we're just polarized and we're overgiving. We have no boundaries. So takers come in, they start taking, right? Well, you can really notice if they're in your life pretty quick, right? Because they're the ones that you always are wondering, why am I overgiving? Why am I giving this person too much? So that's not what I'm talking about here when we're talking about the law of value. the law of of giving 10 times, 20 times the value. I'm not talking about taking that you're giving and put it into the hands of takers that just take from you. I'm talking about taking and creating a product or a service, something that you can really help others to excel, and you, because you're giving so much of your time, energy, and effort, it comes back to you, right? So your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. So if you want to stand out from the crowd, if you want to take your business to the next level, you have to find the courage to do the things that the crowd is not doing. Not for the sake of being a rebel, but for the sake of truth, courage, and wisdom. Right? So think about today. What are the three most powerful questions you can ask yourself right now? You know, I'll give you a couple of them. You know, one question might be this. What has to happen for me to really apply the principles that I'm learning today and take my life to a completely new level? The next question might be, what are the three action steps I can take to really make a difference in this world? And the third question, you're going to have to develop that yourself. Okay. Now, I want to give you a couple more tips on what those millionaires taught me. The other piece is that they took 100% responsibility for their lives, and they were accountable to coaches and mentors. So if you're developing, let's say, a team in your business right now, are you accountable to that team? Maybe your team is just your family life. That's great. What's your accountability to your family, right? Are you taking full responsibility of how everything is showing up? Well, I'm hoping you're saying yes to both of those, because in our next segment, I'm going to be talking to two amazing entrepreneurs that have created multi-million dollars in their businesses, and they're going to be talking about how you can do the same and how you can step into standing out over and above the crowd.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
If you're not doing the things you love and feel stuck, you've got two options. Keep living in your comfort zone or find your courage and forge into the unknown. Reignite your power with Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything, strategies and wisdom to transform your life one day at a time. This powerful, life-transforming book provides 365 days of strategies and wisdom so you can live masterfully. To learn more about Ken and his book, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Remember, thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need, our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host. And today we're talking about the courage to stand out. I have two amazing guests today. They're entrepreneurs. They've done well in business, in many facets of business. And I'd like to introduce both of them to you right now. First one is Calvin Starr. And Calvin is passionate about personal development, and he understands how to build large organizations and keep them involved and motivated toward achieving success. Calvin was the executive director and vice president of business development for a network marketing company that he helped launch in 2010 with just under that did just under $25 million in sales the first year. He's also made significant impact in the network marketing industry when he became the number one worldwide recruiter for a $900 million a year industry giant. And that happened after only a few short months. In 2014, Calvin co-founded a network marketing company we're going to be talking about today. One of his companies he founded. In this company, he finished strong with $16 million in sales in the second year. And in 2018, this year, he launched Living2Be, which is a network marketing company on a mission to spread hope, helping others prosper eternally, inspire total fulfillment. Daniel Ribley is his partner. He's a chiropractor by trade. However, he retired from practicing several years ago. Although he still owns two chiropractic offices and has 10 doctors and 10 massage therapists working under one roof, Danny's also built several successful network marketing businesses. And Danny, in 2018, as I mentioned earlier, him and Calvin partnered and they created Living2Be. So, Calvin, Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Thank you.
It's great to have you guys. You know, in fact, our show is being sponsored by you today, and we'll be talking a little bit about that as we get into it. Calvin, how did you get into this? And Danny, I want to hear the same thing. How did you guys decide to co-partner together and create this new organization?
For me, you know, it was just really a synergistic relationship between the two of us. We have the same beliefs spiritually, financially, just a lot of different ways. And we're both have a background in personal development. I've worked with Tony Robbins, T. Harv Eker, Brian Tracy. And so I've always been a big proponent and believe that, you know, your personal development is what is going to help you create success in your life. You know, if you're not working on yourself, then you need to really start to reevaluate things because everything's going to come from within. So for me, it was a no-brainer for me to be able to work and partner with somebody like Danny who has an extensive background in personal development as well. And I'll let him share a little bit about himself.
So I've since gotten involved, you know, everything you've been talking about at the beginning of the show, we've been laced with how I live my life and how I feel like people to really go to the next level of their life, they have to do it. They have to take responsibility. They even have to know that they need to take responsibility. Most people aren't aware of that. I believe that we have the seed of greatness inside of us, and it has to be watered and it has to be nurtured so it can bear the fruits, but it also has to come from the roots. And the roots are always what's going to bear the fruit. And so what we want to do is we want to help people go out there and make amazing fruit for themselves and their family and their community. And the best way to do that is to build a leverage-based opportunity where dreams can come true, working with lots of other people. And I picked Calvin as a partner in that because I know his quality as a person, his character, and his resume of leadership is something that I could be in alignment with and would take all of those things I talked about and apply them so we could have the success that we need to spill out into the lives of everyone else.
Well, that's awesome. You know, and I mentioned this to Calvin when he told me that you two had founded the company Living2Be. I told him that I had been involved in many network marketing organizations over the years. And then my wife had come to me a couple months back asking if we should get involved in another one. And I told her, absolutely not. We're not doing that anymore. And we had great success in them, by the way. But we're focused on our businesses right now. But when Calvin came to me and he said, I've started this organization because I know who Calvin is and he's been my friend for 15 years. I just said, absolutely. I'm here 100%. I want to be part of this. I want to back you. This is a great company. And just knowing Calvin, I hadn't even seen the products yet. And then he described the products to me, and we can talk about that a little later on. But it was, you know, his integrity is right there. So I'm glad you're here, Calvin. Calvin, I have a question for you. How is your health, your physical health, your mental health? How does that take courage to, like, stand out above the crowd to be able to have this amazing health and vitality? And how do you think about that when you?
Well, it's really simple for me because, you know, the idea of it is that your health is pretty much your source of everything. If you don't have the energy, if you don't have the clarity in your mind to be able to go out there and create success and changes in your life to get the results that you want, then you're really going to have a really tough time doing that. And, you know, with technology the way it is, it's been crazy because we thought that technology was going to save us a lot of time. And now we've all become glued to technology and we have stress in our lives because of technology, because we feel like we're always being watched or we're always have to be available. You know, most of us sleep with our phones on by our bedside because for the random reason that somebody could call and they could miss out, because we've kind of grown accustomed to the idea that we need to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when you've got that stress going on in your body and in your mind, it really creates this overwhelming responsibility that you don't really need to deal with. And if you don't deal with it, it's gonna cause your health to suffer. And when your health starts to suffer, everything else begins to suffer. You start to get edgy, you start to get short and critical, and then your body starts to decay and fall apart. And then you become angry at that because you're like, why am I aging so fast? I'm so young and I should be healthy and alive. And so it starts to just kind of seep into every area of your life, relationships, work, you know, having dreams and ideas, and it just kind of takes away from everything that you're doing. And so health is like the number one key, most important thing, and you've got to have the ability to make the right choices.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, because if we don't have that health, you know, our mind is clouded, our energies lack, right? You know, we start to just want to hang out and be a couch potato, right? And we stop doing things that really help us to feel vital, feel healthy, feel alive, right? Danny, what do you think? Why is health important? And how does that tie back into living to be?
So, we spend most all of our life trying to make money, sacrificing our health, and we will probably spend our entire wealth in the last couple of years of our life because our health is so poor and so bad. So everything that we've worked for all of our life will come to an end if we don't become a co-creator in making those choices that we need to in health. And so for me, coming from a chiropractic standpoint, I have a philosophy of like, when there's blockage in the nervous system can't do its job. And we believe in the personal development realm, if there's blockages in the belief systems, that it can't do its job, that your mind can't function and your brain can't function the way that it needs to synergistically to create the dreams that you want to. So we created Living to be synergistically partnership with your body and your mind. And that's why we have the two different products that we do. And I believe that you have to have health. Health and money go hand in hand. When you see people that make a really good living, like you were talking about earlier, these millionaires can afford to take care of themselves because they have the proper mindset and that proper health set for their body. When you get into a point of view where you can't take care of yourself that very well, you don't dream anymore. You don't have the ambition anymore. And so our goal is that how do we empower people to live a healthier lifestyle, have a healthier belief system, and go out there and live those dreams and desires that we were born to have. We weren't born just to have a job. We were born to be contributors and significant individuals. And that's what we want to do, is get people more in alignment with that.
That's awesome. You know, I think one of the things that stops people from, even having health or wanting health is we live in a society that's pretty darn hectic, right? People are going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, right? And a lot of people are in overwhelm. So, Calvin, how does your products or services help people to get out of overwhelm? Or maybe they don't. Well, I don't know. But
well, no, we've actually, you know, we went to a product developer and we said specifically what we were looking for to be able to help people that are, you know, maybe it's a little bit of the energy and weight loss, or maybe it's for mental clarity. And I would say, you know, a lot of people can relate to the mental clarity. where you've got, like I was talking about before, you've got so much technology coming at you with social media and YouTube and all these different resources that are just bombarding you with videos and content that it literally can overwhelm and stress people out. And so we put the ingredients in there that actually help develop the brain and give the nutrition to the brain itself and help, you know, build new neural connections for people that are really into the brain activity. That's the power of what we're doing here is providing, because, you know, because of the stress, because of the lack of time, you know, a lot of people don't want to take 15, 20 minutes to, you know, make a meal that could, you know, could nourish their body. So instead they'll grab a bag of potato chips or they'll go hit the, you know, McDonald's or whatever they're going to do. And so this is a product that's actually going to start feeding the areas that you're most likely neglecting. I mean, I neglected it sometimes because when I travel or do something like that, you know, it's plain food, it's this. So I'm looking for something to help kind of override all of the things that I may be doing to my body that were causing it stress, and I want to put the good stuff in it.
Okay, so I'm reading one of your brochures here. To Be Unleashed is the title of the brochure. It says, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. If you're like most people, brain fog, memory loss, lack of concentration and focus, stress-related anxiety, or just the simple difficulty of learning new things may be at the top of your list. And so, Danny, there's a list of ingredients in here that look like it helps people's brain. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the ingredients that were picked out when we went to our product developer were very specific. And it was funny because my son, actually being 25 years old, he was already taking some products. And some of the ingredients that got put into here, like the lion's mane mushroom, is extreme. It's really on the radar right now for the brain food that we need. And I'm going to just leave it at brain food. Everything that's been put in there has been a contributing factor to make that brain work better. And I like what Calvin said earlier, is to override our habits, because what I realized is when people came into my practice, a lot of times I couldn't necessarily change their habits overnight, but I could change the way that they think. It's changing their habits in a process. And that's the same thing that we're doing with this, with the Unleashed, is we want to unleash the ability for their brain to work better while they keep their habits, but slowly as their brain gets, or they think better, they will slowly do better. And that's why, to me, the ingredients is in what we picked were absolutely contributors to helping us do that for people.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, we're coming up on a break here. I want to let people know how to get the product. And I think we said www.livingtobe.net/courage. Is that correct, Calvin?
Yeah, that's correct. That's right, Ken.
Okay. www.livingtobe.net/courage. You can check it out all right there. And we'll be coming right back. We're going to be talking about people, how to get people outside their comfort zone and feel comfortable about it. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners, the feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
If you're not doing the things you love and feel stuck, you've got two options. Keep living in your comfort zone or find your courage and forge into the unknown. Reignite your power with Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything, strategies and wisdom to transform your life one day at a time. This powerful, life-transforming book provides 365 days of strategies and wisdom so you can live masterfully. To learn more about Ken and his book, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Remember, thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need, our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today we are talking about the courage to stand out. And we're going to get into a couple of the issues around how to get outside your comfort zone and take your life to a completely new level. I want to let you know, though, we are being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, Women Increasing Friendship and Business Together, and you can find them at womenswisdom.net. We are also being brought to you by The Vibe. The Vibe is an app that you can get. Go to the App Store and type in The Vibe. It's a green little app with a yellow a white butterfly in it, so you'll know you have the right one, and on there you'll be able to find out about some of the things that I do. So go to The Vibe. Also, we're being brought to you today by Living to Be. Living to Be has health products that will take your life to a completely new level. Things like thinking clearer and faster, remembering more, reducing mental fatigue, learning quicker. This is just one of their products. And today I have the two founders of the show, Calvin and Danny, on the show here. So, Calvin, let me ask you, what the heck, how do we get out of our comfort zone and get into being uncomfortable in our uncomfortable zone? How do you get comfortable being outside your comfort zone? That's a good question, huh?
That's actually a great question, Ken, because I think at any level you're going to ultimately struggle with getting outside of your comfort zone, because it kind of comes in on us unknowingly. And so for me, it's really just a micro step. It's very small steps to do things differently, because I think one of the biggest things that people see when they're trying to go out there and create success is they want to become a multimillionaire overnight, or they want to do something drastically different. And the fact of it is that we're very much like pianos. We go out of tune really quickly. As you try and stretch it too much, it's going to go right back to that, and it's going to make things worse. That's why people yo-yo diet. So for me, you know, getting outside of your comfort zone is just about making some conscious choices and taking very small steps. Maybe, you know, instead of going out and speaking to the public in front of 5,000 people, maybe you just start to put yourself out there more with friends and family, or at the school, you know, volunteer and do some work at the school, or do something just a little bit different, and then you'll start to grow. I mean, the first time I remember doing a presentation in front of a bunch of oil field people, I froze, I panicked, I ran off before my presentation was done because I was literally overwhelmed with fear. But what happened was is then I went to work with Tony Robbins, and I started to do it like very small, like we'd have groups of two or three people, and then it grew. And then next thing I know, I was introducing Tony on stage in front of 3,500 people. And even to this day, and this is the really thing that I would want to get clear to the listeners, is that it doesn't matter how many times you do something, you're going to get nervous. And that sign of nervousness for me is that I put something into it that I really care about. And so before I go on stage, I've got butterflies, I've got sweaty palms, I've got everything going on. But I share that with people from the stage. I say, listen, I'm really nervous right now. And the reason is because I care about you and about what the message is, and I really want you to get a transformation in your life. So just take those baby steps and just try it a little bit out, and then just kind of keep pushing yourself, because you could be a multi-billionaire and you could still be in your comfort zone. You're going to have to look for ways and be creative to be able to take yourself to that next level, which is finding that uncomfortable zone.
That's really good. Danny, is being an overwhelm, is that inorganic? Is that a physical thing sometimes? Is that has to do with the body?
Synergistically, it all works together. And the being in an overwhelm is actually a story that we tell ourselves on a daily basis. When we tell ourselves something, we believe it. Now, it may not be what is actually happening, but the story we tell ourselves. And so it's this like chicken or the egg, which one came first kind of thing. It's like the body reacts to your emotions react to your body. And that's why we love what we're doing here, is we're wanting to address both of the things, right? We want to give good nutrition to the body and also good encouragement to the emotions or to the belief system of our bodies. And one of the things that I wanted to share is that, you know, going out on the limb is where the best fruit is. And a lot of times most people won't go out there. So if you have the right team, the tribe, or support to go out there and take those risks to get uncomfortable, but when you got the right support around you, the right system to be able to go out there and do it, it's amazing what is out there in life when we're willing to do this. You just got to find the right people, the right tribe, the right support, and you'll find that going out on the limb is going to be a lot easier in life to go get the fruit that nobody else is willing to get.
That's really good. Calvin, I have a question, man. Why should somebody care about living to be? Why should they care? Why?
That's a great question. Let me read you our mission statement, okay? It's to spread hope, which is what we coined is helping others prosper eternally and inspire total fulfillment in the lives of others. Everything we do is to transform individuals to live with a permanent purpose where every decision and action in their life matters because it's seeded through inspiration of a greater good. So, you know, there's this idea that we've got to do this together. I mean, anybody that thinks they're going to go out and create success by themselves is going to face adversity. And the reason we created Living to Be was because, number one, we have the experience. We know what to do. We've done it very well in the past. And we wanted to bring together our philosophy, which is really personal development, which is helping people break through, because the only thing that's holding you back right now from achieving what you want and achieving your dreams is you. You're the only person that can make that change. And so we work with people individually on the phones, coaching calls, doing whatever we've got to do to help people break through these limiting beliefs that they have to be able to create a better life for themselves. And it just takes one small, simple, like, suggestion or a question. Like, I loved your book about the questions, and it's like, because that will dictate everything about your life, is how you ask yourself the questions that you need to ask. So that's why we created Living to Be.
Okay, so Danny, I have a question for you. So we got Living to Be out there, and let's say somebody wants to come in and join the organization. What can they look forward to?
What they can look forward to is the ability to actually take their dreams off the shelf that they probably have had there, maybe through a job that they've been in for, you know, longer than they want it to be, or a family that they want to provide more on. They can look forward to getting their health back in order by the great products that we have with Unleashed and Inspired, and they can look forward to being a dreamer and live out their desires and know the ambition. It's not about money. That when people come in, it's not about how much money you have, it's about how much ambition you have. And we help get people in that mindset and understanding about, like, you are worth it, you deserve it, you've been born with this greatness, let's go release it, and let's go get your dreams, and let's go provide better for your family.
That's good. Calvin, can you tell them the site again so that people know where to find you guys?
Yeah, they can go to the living. It's Living to Be, and it's the number two and the letter B. So Living to the number two, the letter B .net/courage.
Okay, so livingtobe.net/courage, and you know, this has been a really good segment. I want to ask both of you. You know, I know there's people out there going, you know, this is interesting. I think I'm inspired. I think I'd like to take the next step. But maybe they're kind of like my wife. She's very busy, and she sometimes thinks, well, I don't know if I can get involved with one more thing, right? But I'm looking, and I've read some of the products. It looks like you, between the two of you and some of the products, I will be able to get into better action to do this. Is that true or not?
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. And again, you know, we're not looking for people to quit their jobs or say, I'm going to go, you know, just do this. I mean, it's really about where you're at. There are some people like that, but the truth of it is, and this is where we get honest in our personal development, is kind of looking for where you are. It's like on a map. You can't find your destination if you don't know where you are on that map, or you'll be searching. I think that's what a lot of people do. They don't look at where they are and look at where they want to go and figure out what they have to do. And so we've got it broken down to where, like I said, we work with people individually and we walk them through the steps to be able to go out there and make some small changes in their life to create better results in their life. And that's as simple as it gets. And so it's not about time. Yes, it requires work. It requires hard work and commitment, just like your job or your relationship. This is no different. You know, this is not the pie in the sky, hey, get rich quick thing. This is the idea of really wanting to work on yourself and truly, for the first time, be able to achieve something that you've never achieved before.
That's really good. Okay. Listen, we got a final segment coming up here in a little bit. I wonder if you guys could stay on, because I have some additional questions I'd like to ask you.
Absolutely.
Sure thing.
Would that work
for you?
Because, you know, one of the things I want to know is, you know, it takes courage to step into the unknown and walk into a new company and walk into what you guys are doing. And the same thing with somebody who wants to get involved with you guys. I want to know, how do you step into that unknown, and how do you assure success when you're walking into a new company or a new experience? So we're going to be talking about that and a whole bunch more when we come back in just a moment.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams, because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. Today we're talking about the courage to stand out. And I want to let you know, the show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, connecting women in business and friendship for over 25 years. We're also being sponsored by The Vibe. Go to the App Store and get the Vibe app, and you'll be inspired daily. And also, we're being sponsored by Living to Be is the company. It's livingtobe.net/courage, and that's living to with a number two and then a B as in boy, .net/courage. So today I've got the two founders of the show. Of their business on the show with me. And before I get back to asking them some of the questions, at this point in the show, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a new book that I have coming out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. And I wrote that book because I saw that I need inspiration in the good times and the bad times, not just the bad times, right? Because in the good times, I become more productive. And in the down times, I need inspiration to get me up, get me back into higher states of confidence and courage, where I can live from a place of truth, integrity, honesty, and caring, right? So this is a excerpt from the book, Day 28. You see, to find the brightest wisdom, one must pass through the darkest zones. And through the darkest zones, there can be no guide. No guide, that is, but courage. Adam Gidzwitz. Have you noticed that one person with courage can change the world? Just look at Gandhi's courage to free his country from the British rule, or Mother Teresa's courage to work with the poorest of the poor, or Martin Luther King's courage to stand up against cultural-based prejudice and injustice. You may ask, what does courage have to do with changing my life? I say, everything. When you can connect with courage, the courage of your soul, you can change whatever you choose to make better. This may seem far-fetched when you're struggling with an issue, but it can get better and better if you start today. The first step is declare that you will be a victor over the issue and realize nothing can you stand in your way of success when you have courage standing beside you. Today, ask, if I let go of the ways I have limited myself, what would happen? Number two, what has to happen for me to make courageous choices consistently? And number three, how can I be courageous consistently and manifest my greatest dreams? The actions? Think about three areas that you're committed to changing. Then decide your highest priority and take two actions towards it. So you can get that book on thecouragetochange.com. That's thecouragetochange.com. We're taking pre-orders right now. This book, if you'll stick with it for the 365 days, I can guarantee your mind will be reprogrammed and you'll be standing where these two gentlemen are, Calvin and Danny, launching their new company, which is Living to Be. Calvin and Danny, welcome back to the segment. I have a couple questions for you guys. So, Calvin, you had written a question talking about day trading of attention. Day trading of attention. Not sure I really understood it, but I'm thinking we trade our attention for a bunch of different things all the time. How do we get out of that?
Yeah, no, it's a great concept. I actually got to come from Gary Vee. It's the idea that, you know, we're being bombarded by companies that are seeking our attention. And when they're seeking our attention, it's causing us a lot of overwhelm, stress, because we're putting energy where we don't really need to put it. And so we really got to be capable of handling that attention in a way that allows you to focus on what you're looking for. You know, a lot of people are struggling, or they're having not so great times in their lives. And, you know, it goes back to what you had talked about in the first segment, which is about that struggle or that surrender. You know, you've got to be willing to surrender to the idea that what you're doing is maybe not working or maybe is not going to work for you. And so you have to start looking to make changes. And when you start to make changes, you've got to focus on where you're focusing your attention. Because like I said, I mean, you're being hit by so many media outlets every single day on your phone, on the TV, on the radio, everything. And so if you're not focused on what you want, then you're not going to achieve what it is that you truly desire. And so it's about just saying, you know what, I'm going to trade this for that. And that's really what we're talking about. You're going to have to trade a little bit of, you know, watching TV that is a mindless program to be able to trade the time for putting something into making yourself better. And that's really where it starts. Because once you start to make yourself better, I mean, I went 3 years without watching TV for one time because I was so committed to reading books and going to seminars and working on my business. And guess what? I didn't miss a thing. Because there's so much content out there right now that's always going to be there, and you can flip through every channel and you could spend hours watching, but it's not going to serve your higher purpose. And that's what we don't want people to focus on.
You know, it's interesting. It doesn't seem like it takes very long to break a habit. I mean, for me, it's usually about 3 days. You know, if I turn off the television, about 3 days into it, I don't even miss it. If I cut out sugar in my life, about 3 days into it, I don't miss it. If I want to start going to the gym, about 3 days into it, I start feeling like this is where I need to be, right? So it really doesn't. Some people talk about 21 days to make or break a habit. I don't believe that. I think it's about 3 days when you're focused, you're committed, and you just, you know, what, take those steps. So 3 days to start moving in the direction of your dreams with Living to Be. Danny, what do you think the steps should be for a person that wants to really take their life to the next level?
Well, for one, find something that they're in alignment with. Find a company that they're in alignment with. Find a philosophy that they're in alignment with. And then like what Tony Robbins says, you know, when it's almost, I love the 3 days, but it's almost in that minute you decide that can change at that moment. And someone has to step into that decision making and going, I'm ready. I'm changed. I listened to this radio show today, or I saw it on a Facebook Live, and I'm willing to make that change. stepping into it. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to find out what they're all about. It really is the action. It's action of change. And that's, to me, the courage for change. It's so very important because we have desires and we have dreams, but we've got to have the courage to change what we're doing now to get what we want for later, which is could be in a day, could be in a week, could be in a month, could be in a year. But I'll tell you what, I will take the next 2 years of my life, if it's going to be my desires and dreams come true and sacrifice that right now, than it would be to just stay and end up 2 years later on down the road exactly the same place I was before.
I couldn't agree with you more. And by the way, I am in total alignment with Tony. Yes, absolutely. It changes the moment you make the decision, and then 3 days of action following that. 3 days of action, perfect. Commit to it no matter what, and things change, right? Accountability, Calvin, accountability. You know, I think we all need accountability here. You know, somebody can come into your organization or any organization. If they don't have any accountability to themselves or to someone else, chances of them succeeding, I think, go down substantially. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. And in fact, I mean, we're so used to hiding now where a lot of us, we live on social media, so we can easily hide. I used to tell people, I think it's funny because I think so many people hide behind social media where they're, you know, they'll take a picture of a beautiful sunset with a bottle of wine and some glasses, but the real life scenario is like a box wine with, you know, some paper cups. And it's just, you know, that's where our accountability is lacking. We really need to focus on taking responsibility, and that's where the personal development comes in, which is, you know what, take accountability for your life and where you are, and like I said before, surrender to the idea that what you're doing may not be working, and you've got to do something different. You're the only one that's going to make that change. And so we've actually set up to where we have accountability partners, you know, within the organization. People work together to hold each other accountable, just like when you go to the gym, you have a workout buddy, because you're not going to give up on your workout buddy as easy as you would give up on yourself.
That's really good, because we're kind of going down my list when I told you I interviewed the 100 millionaires in the first segment, right? And I talked about, you know, servant consciousness, clearly defined intentions and goals, accountability. The next piece is honest communication. I want to throw that to Danny. Why? You know, I've been in a lot of organizations that they claim to be honest, and I'm sure they try to be, but a lot of times things slip through the cracks. You know, how does Living to Be stand out with your communication with your organization? How do people connect in a way that maybe they feel honored, they feel respected, they feel like, you know, things are working in their direction?
One of the most important things, and we've come from other organizations that if there's a situation that's taking place, it gets covered up or it doesn't have its honest communication. Calvin Starr has done a brilliant job of making sure that transparency with no matter how the operations are working are going in the direction that makes people aware of every step of the way. If there's a shipping issue, we're right on the sleeve with it. If there's something that's going on with overcharging, we're right on the sleeve with it. We are honest to the point of making sure that people can live in a place and thrive in a place that creates that. So if we're going to be honest, then they're going to be honest with their people and downline from there. So it starts at the top, and we feel very strong about it. And that's one of the reasons why we chose each other to partner up and say, listen, people deserve a home. They deserve a tribe. They deserve a company that's going to deliver what we know can be done.
That's really good. So, you know, sometimes people are not honest with their own communication, right? You know, sometimes they have to get in tune with, you know, are they really telling themselves the truth? I think that's a good question for all of us. You know, when we're going into any kind of situation, you know, honestly, how is this going to, you know, honestly, am I communicating correctly with myself? Am I going down the right path? That type of thing. And the reason I even say that is because, you know, in this society, there's the phantom reality of more, right? More money, more time, more fame, more recognition, more acknowledgement, bigger cars, bigger house. But, you know, nobody's ever satisfied. And one thing I love about you two, because I know Calvin and I'm getting to know you, Danny, is that you both have a sense of fulfillment in your life. You know, and Calvin, I'll just speak this because I know you. Humility seems to be the door to success. Can you speak to a little bit about that with people that might be considering coming into the organization?
Yeah, no, for me, you know, it reminds me of the story with you and I. I remember, and I've always felt this way about, you've been such a blessing in my life. And I remember that morning, because I was sleeping in my car that morning, that you called me and you said, "Hey, how's it going?" And I said, "Well," and I had to be humble and just kind of say this right now. And you said, "Well, come on over." And I ended up living with you, with my son, for almost a year, and it gave me that support. And so it's kind of been transferred in. It's kind of like paying it forward, where I'm really wanting to work with people and create that success for them. And so, you know, that right there is really what, you know, this is about for me. It's about paying it forward and letting people know, you know what, I've been through it. I mean, I've made millions, I've lost it. I've been down in the dumps. I've had rough relationships. I've been through it all. And so you don't have to hide things from people. Just be honest with where you are, and it will transform your life, because you will set yourself free from that huge burden backpack that you carry around with you every day.
I love it. Well, listen, we're out of time today. Danny and Calvin, thank you so much for being on the show. The company is Living to Be. You can find them at living2b.net/courage. living2b.net/courage. Thank you again. This has been an incredible, enlightening show, and I appreciate your participation, both of you. Hope you'll come back and join me soon. All righty. Well, listen, this has been an amazing show. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.